Reish Pehe Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that if you learn the parasha with Rashi's Pirish, it's the same thing as doing it with Targum. You can do Shnayim Mikro, and instead of Targum, do it with Pirish Rashi. So the Mechaber, son is Yerushamayim, Yerush Shemayim, he'll do both, the Targum and Rashi. And Mishnah Berurah explains that there's a Milo of Rashi, they explain some Sukkim more than the Targum explains, and that's why other explanations will not necessarily qualify, just reading it in translation in English or any other language. Shabur talks about German. That's not the same thing as Targum, because the Targum does explain extra things you can't get from the Psukim. Just Rashi explains even more. So it's either Rashi or the Targum, and the best is to do both. Now, if somebody's doing a Shnayim Mikro of Echad Rashi and not Targum, what do they do about the Psukim that don't have Rashi? So Mishnabur says those Psukim, they should read the Mikra three times. Ultimately, if the Mishnabur is somebody who can't understand Rashi on his own, he doesn't have, I guess, an English explanation of Rashi. So you should read any Sefer that explains the Psukim, Alpi Pirish Rashi, and Alpi Chazal. He says the German Tzener Reno, Lashon Ashkenaz, Tzener Reno, or any English explanation of the Chumash will be better than nothing. The best is Dush Naimikov, Echot Targum, and with Rashi. The Targum as a Milo is given Har Sinai, explains every single word. Rashi as a Milo, the Rashi is Mefarish more than Targum, Alpi Medrash Chazal. And the best is to do both. Mishnah points out, especially in Sefer Yikra, there's many psukim over there. The Targum itself will not be enough for you, and you'll have to see the Rashi as well. So, Shnayim Yikra, V'yecha Targum with Rashi, that's the best way to go. So, like the Mishnah Berurah, somebody who doesn't have Targum accessible to him, he only has Chumash right now, so he should read the Shnepa Mikra now. It sounds like he should just do the whole parasha Shnepa Mikra while he has the Chumash without Targum. Later on, when he gets his hands on the Chumash with Targum, he'll read the Targum, so say the Targum then. Cannot go out of order, cannot do a later pasuk for an earlier pasuk, has to go in order. He could do, if need be, the whole Shnayim Mikra, and after the Echad Targum, each thing within itself has to be in order. Mishnah Berurah says also that you have to do first the Shnayim Mikra, and after the Targum. You cannot do the Targum before the Mikra. It's before the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzi and the Bidyevid, someone did once Mikra, and then the Targum, and then the second Mikra after the Bidyevid, that works. The Chachil, though, it's Shnayim Mikra, and after that Echad Targum. The Mishnah Berurah says if somebody could try not to mafsik the middle Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum at all for anything, toiv v'yafu, it's a beautiful thing. And he says he sees that the Medaktikim, they do like this, and Roif Banevish to do as such. And the Sharetzin explains that the Achrayim is quoting who say as such, meaning that even in Parsha L'Parsha, one should try to avoid being mafsik in Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. Because the mafsik in the middle of Anin, that's also the mafsik, like any divrei Torah. They call a poisik with divrei Torah, so it interrupts divrei Torah, and it's always divrei Sicha and Shmuzes, machilos agachle resamim. And that's why the Behetov says, it's a goal to be mafsik by Shmuzing the motion of Mikra v'Echad Targum, because regular interrupting the middle of learning. The chiddush of these Achrayim is that they say that even in Parsha L'Parsha, when there's naturally a break, still it's if you can go straight and not interrupt. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, from Sunday and on, you can raise Adung Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum, it's considered doing with the Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah explains, because since Shabbos Mincha will end the upcoming Parsha, it's considered the Tzibur started then, and Sunday in Shulchan Aruch is Lav Dafka, you can start after Shabbos Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says that many Achrayim might write that to Mitzvah of the Mufchar to Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum on Erev Shabbos, and he says that the Achrayim, though, will say that you can start from the beginning of the week, and that's also part of the Mitzvah of the Mufchar. The Bisei says, Mukha the Rabbah, like that, you can start beginning of the week in Tzachachilah, and the Maisarav and the Hagas of the Groh. It says, the Groh, every day after davening, every day after Shach, read a little bit of the Parsha, Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum, and you finish on Erev Shabbos. So you see that, it's Lav Dafka, you have to do it all on Erev Shabbos, you can start beginning of the week and finish on Erev Shabbos. In the Bir Halacha, he says, the Magen Avraham brings different days that from the Sefer Kavanos, Mashba, he's trying to finish Erev Shabbos, only when it's Oinus, and you couldn't finish then you can finish on Shabbos. But the Bisei says, the Magen Misharim, it's Mashba, it's Chachilah, to start on Erev Shabbos and finish on Shabbos. So it's all good. In Sif Dalad, the Mechaber says, Mitzvah Mufchar, the best is try to finish it before you eat Shabbos day. If you weren't able to finish before you eat, you can finish any time until Shabbos Mincha. And the reason is because the whole reason to finish before you eat Shabbos day is just because once you get involved with the Suda Shabbos, you might forget or get distracted and not finish. But technically, until Shabbos Mincha is really fine. But the Medrash says the Rebbe told his sons they should not eat bread on Shabbos until they finish Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. You see, Rebbe was worried about this, and therefore Chatzil wants to try to finish before he eats. However, definitely one should not fast past Chatzis over this. And the Sharetzion adds, he has guests that are waiting to eat. Also, definitely should not make them wait longer because he wants to finish his Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum before he eats. Mr. Brewer says that the best if someone did not finish Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum and have Shabbos, should get up early Shabbos morning and just do it before he goes to shul. Now, after Shabbos Mincha, it's Takanaz L'Chatkhila, because the Tzibur starts the next Parsha. But our sheet just brought down Shulchan Aruch that you could finish the Mikra until Tuesday, because the first 3 days next week are Shaykh the previous week, still make Avdol and B'diavid. And some say even until Shmiat Tzeres, which the Ramal explains means for us in West Hera, that's when the Tzibur finishes. And try to do the whole Shnayim Mikra v'Echatagim for the year and have it done before we finish this Bracha on Simchas Torah. That's the Kalaf. L'Chatkhila, though, once you try to finish by the end of that Shabbos.